time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
The voice of Atchison. Local news, farm, weather, and sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Fulton, Missouri, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens get underway here in the 2026 portion of our college basketball season. On the road, being hosted by William Woods University. And hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our man back at the Care Sports Studios, producing and engineering and working hard and doing the difficult stuff. Tom Couch here, courtside at the gym. I am literally, physically, right up the scorer's table here today, immediately adjacent to the Benedictine bench. Ravens are going to be just to my right, literally, tap you on the shoulder distance away. So you'll be able to hear very much the game atmosphere in the background here this afternoon. Is public address announcers getting these starters introduced, and let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for the Owls, William Woods, under head coach Morgan Scott. He's in his first season here, coming out of the University of Missouri. And the Owls are going to be starting Jersey Wren. She's the team's leading scorer, averaging 18.5 points a ball game, a 5'5" senior from Ashland, Missouri. We've got Maya Plaster. She's out of Ellsbury, Missouri, a 5'9" freshman, double-figure scorer, and also in double figures, it's Mariah Prince. She averages a little over 11 a ball game. She's a 5'7" senior from Ashland, Missouri. Rounding it out is going to be Abby. You've got Abby Alvaria. And she's out of Winslow, Missouri, 5'6", freshman. And finally, from Frisco, Texas, and also at 5'5", it's going to be Noku Mandarinasa. Warren the Benedictine, Lady Ravenson. Head coach Chan Postum, his assistant Andy Connolly. From Benedictine, it's going to be the five we've grown to expect. But Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. The ball goes up. The tip is away. Owls have the basketball, and we are underway. A quick three pops and way too strong. Rebound is on the floor. Brueggemann is going to pick it up, and Benedictine up the floor on offense. Just underway here on the road this afternoon. Just here a little bit beyond Columbia, a little bit east and north of Jeff City. As the Ravens feed the ball into the lane, we quickly get a whistle. We have our first foul of the contest, and it is going to be on William Woods. The whistle is going to be on Abby, and it will be her first foul here this afternoon. And the free throw for the Ravens, up and good. Nicole Stork gives the Ravens their first lead. We're at the 9:29 mark, half a minute into the contest. Nicole eyes it up and puts this one on its way, rolls around, falls through. Benedictine goes in front, 2-0. January 3rd, 2026, Saturday afternoon. It's sunny and bright, a little bit chilly, but fantastic traveling weather to make this trip here today. Here's a pass that's going to be batted away by Dieters. There are Raven fans who have made the several-hour trip over here this afternoon. So always nice to see that kind of support, willing to pack up and take a little road trip. William Woods puts the ball in play, and right in front of his little crossover dribble for Jersey Wren, W-R-E-N, her last name. She'll feed it to the free throw line, back out on top. Shot clock at 4, at 3, over to the left wing at 2, at 1, and they throw up a desperation shot, and it's going to be no good, and in on the rebound. A tied-up basketball. It will belong to the Lady Ravens. Riley Brueggemann tied it up. The 5'8 junior from Lenexa, Kansas, who leads this Benedictine team in scoring, averaging almost 18 a game. BC, in fact, has, are you ready for this? 5 players who average double-digit scoring. Owen Dieters averages over 10. Kelly Stork averages about 11. Addy Kane, 10.7. And Nicole Stork at 10.4. BC with the basketball over to the left side. And again, the shot clock down to single digits. Here's going to be Bauman. He's underneath the shot, up way too strong. Rebound Ravens, followed up, no, but another foul and more. Lady Raven free throws coming up. Official comes over to let us know that this foul is going to be on Maya Plaster. It'll be her first, and now team foul two. Benedictine coming to the free throw line. So for the Lady Ravens, they will come to the stripe, and the first shot is up and good for Kelly Stork. So Nicole Stork hits her first two. Kelly Stork puts her second one up, and she will hit her first two. And the sisters have given the Ravens an early 4-0 lead. We're at the 8:20 mark of quarter number one. Owls in the fourth quarter with a basketball. It's going to be Jersey Ridge. She brings it up the floor, dumps it up with a plaster. Back over to the right side. Ravens jam it up in the middle. They try to get inside. Owls find no room. Now they'll feed over to the right block, cutting around the left side, spinning the ball, batted away. It's loose on the floor, saved by William Woods. They'll drive baseline, travel with it. No, they're going to call a block. The officials down to the baseline will call the block on Benedictine's Kelly Stork. So for Kelly, it'll be foul number one. And here we are, 2 minutes into the game, and we have not had a field goal yet. All the points coming from the free throw line here in the first couple of minutes. Standing up here, it's going to be Wren. Her shot kicks out. It is no good. One more shot coming up here for Jersey Wren. She is a 65% free throw shooter on the season, but fails on both of these attempts. And back up corner to basketball. Here are the Lady Ravens of Brueggemann down the left side. Feeds to the baseline. The kick back to the corner to Bauman. Out on top it'll go. Brueggemann, a runner. In and out. No. Fight for the rebound. It's on the floor. Ravens are going to recover it. BC will run the ball out top side. Brueggemann has it. Look up behind her. Can't find Dieters. She's right behind her. And the Lady Ravens are going to run the offense with 11 on the shot clock. Leading it 4-0. The feed to the right block. The shot is up. No. And again. A foul. And again. Free throws coming up for Benedictine. This time the foul is going to be on Jersey Wren. Jersey, the 5'5" senior guard for the Owls out of Ashland, Missouri. Benedictine getting set to make their first substitution of the afternoon. Kelly Stork's free throw knocked it down. She is 3 for 3. First sub coming in is going to be Kyla Fitzgerald. Kyla out of Central Coast, Australia. Both free throws are good for Stork. So Kelly will exit the game. Raven's going to lead it 6-0, 7.5 to go in the first. So again, Kyla Fitzgerald out of Central Coast, Australia, 5'10 senior guard. Owls with the basketball, still looking to get some points on the board. They come into the ballgame this afternoon with a 2-10 record, but 2-5 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference here at Anderson Arena today. There's a kick back to the outside, the drive into the lane, going in uncontested, and the layup is going to roll up and in. The bucket is good for Plaster, and those are the first points for William Woods this afternoon. Raven City gets 6-2. 7 minutes to go, quarter one. BC men's game coming up after this one, an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for that. Here's Bauman in the middle. Nicole Stork gets triple-teamed, surrounded by white jerseys. And now the ball is on the floor, and the official's going to come in and say it's a jump ball. Benedictine, of course, in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For the Owls, it is a home white, and I'm going to call that kind of a forest green, a very dark, dark green. 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. Ravens lead by 4. Plaster with the basketball, top side, tries to go back to a pass. It's going to be knocked away by Bauman. Gets it away. Here comes Benedictine. Bergman down the floor with it. Starts right, goes left, turns, spins, shoots, rims off, no good. Rebound tipped down, it's on the floor. And Ravens are going to steal it back. Bergman, good hustle to rescue the basketball. Brings it back off on top, gets it to Fitzgerald, and behind her now to Dieters. Over to Fitzgerald, an open 3, wide to the left side. Rebounding it underneath, it's going to be William Woods. Mariah Prince coming up with a basketball. She'll outlet into the floor court, and as it gets to Albie Alvarina, she's closely defended and is going to turn it over with a travel. BC's going to make a substitution and checking into the lineup. We're going to get Hattie Gross. Hattie's a 5'8 sophomore from Frankfort, Kansas. And she'll have the ball on the left side. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. BC leading it by 4, 6-2. The lob underneath, the shot from below the rim is going to be rejected out of bounds. Nicole Stork goes up with the shot, but the defender who is behind her, a high-risk block when you reach across like that. Big chance of committing a foul, but she blocks it cleanly. And now the Ravens will bring it back in play, and it's up and in for Nicole. She's got 4, and it is an 8-2 BC lead. Women's College Basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. William Woods from the left side. They'll launch the 3. No. Brueggemann sweeps it down and runs it into the forecourt. Alternating hands with the dribble. A little bit of a look-away pass over to the left side. Into the lane. A hook shot is going to be up off the window and good. How about that for Diana Moser? First points in the ballgame for Moser, and the Ravens are up 8. It is 10-2. 5 minutes left in quarter one. Little dribble over to the right side by Wren. Comes back up on top, Plaster. You'll notice that for the Owls, we're only using the names of a couple of players. Wren and Plaster doing all of the heavy lifting on this team. Wren to Plaster for 3, no good. And the long rebound is going to be swept away by Noku. Haven't had a chance to call her name at all in the game, and the driving shot misses. Prince doesn't get it to fall, and the Lady Ravens will rebound it back down. Here's Brueggemann over to the left side, goes 3, off the rim, long rebound, same to the corner of the Owls, and Wren comes up with a basketball. The Ravens are going to double team her into backcourt, but she's able to get the ball away. Gets it over to Plaster, the 5'9 freshman into the forecourt with it. Does not look comfortable handling the basketball, but gets it over to Prince. 4:15 to go in the first. Skip pass to the right side of the free throw line. Plaster. Back off on top where the long 2 is on its way and no good. Rebounding it down, it's Benedictine. Fitzgerald with the board. Back up and there comes Brueggemann. She thought about the running 3, then elects not to do that. Spins it over to the left side. Ravens will work the perimeter now. Feed underneath, and as the shot goes up, a reach-in occurs, and we've got a William Woods foul. Official coming across to let us know. It'll be the second foul of the afternoon on Abby. Abby Al Alvernia. A-L-I-V-E-R-N-I-A. Alvernia. And as that happens, we're going to get our media break. And Joseph, we will enjoy this timeout. Taking a break at the 3:50. Here in Fulton, Missouri. It's a Benedict and Lady Ravens 10, William Woods 2.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Well, another game is going on around the country at halftime in a high-scoring first half. Central Florida leads Kansas 44-41. An 85-point first half. That's a lot of points in a ballgame. 3:59 to go here in the opening quarter of the women's game. Guys' game coming up at about 4 o'clock. So stay with us for a full afternoon of college hoops here on CARE. Benedictine coming out of the timeout. We'll have Kelly Stork back in the game. Nicole Stork is out there. I see Hattie Gross and Diana Moser in rounding it out. It'll be Owen Dieters. Haven't said much and haven't called Owen's name very much so far here today. And she's been a huge cog in this Ravens team, averaging over 10 points a ball game. The shot is up, and it's going to be a little bit wide to the left side. The Ravens will have their first free throw miss today. They were 6 of 6, and now they are 7 of 8. It is 11-2 Benedictine. And after hitting her free throw, Nicole comes out of the game for the Lady Ravens. Here comes William Woods. Ravens are pressing a little bit on the upcourt play. They'll dump it back over to the right side. Broke it off on top. The jump shot, nicely done. It's going to be up and in. Jersey Wren will have her first point of the afternoon. 11-4. And the BC cross-court pass is going to be rejected, knocked out of bounds by Mariah Prince. Here we go. BC will bring it in. Right by the Owl bench to my left. The swing pass over to the right side. It's going to be Moser with it. Pulls up her dribble. Looks inside. No room there. Gets it over to Hattie. Gross goes left side. Dieters underneath to Kelly. Loses the handle. Picks it up. Plenty of time. Shot clock's at 6. Dieters will feel underneath. Kelly puts it on its way and good. Dieters the assist. And Kelly Stork with the bucket. Give her her 8th point, or rather her 6th point today. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens up 13-4. Top side for the basketball is Plaster. She swings it over to the left side. Rotates it off on top to Wren. Dieters right in her face. Tight defense. Plaster twists, spins, turns. Can't get the shot away. And the shot of the buzzer is going to be off the mark. And they will say she did not get the shot out of her hand. And there will be a shot clock violation. Benedictine will have it back. Lady Ravens with the basketball and with a 9-point lead. Looking for that double-digit advantage. 2.5 to go in quarter number one. Again, Benedictine coming into the game today at 9-5 of the season. They are 5-1. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We're going to get 2026 off to a good start here on the road before coming back home. Ravens are going to be home Wednesday. We'll be with them from the Donut Gym as they will be hosting Peru. Long shot for BC is going to be off the mark, and the rebound will get away out of play. It'll be Owls basketball. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. 13-4, Lady Ravens. Owls still with it in the backcourt, having trouble getting it across the timeline. Wren will finally bring it up on a pass to the left side. As just coming into the ballgame is going to be Princess Brown. And Brown is fouled by Kelly Stork, and that's kind of a deal. Benedictine has 2 team fouls. Kelly Stork has both of them. And as quickly as that, she's going to come out of the game, replaced by the 6'3 freshman, Macy Edson. out of Palmyra, Nebraska. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Owls drive right, back into the lane, turn, shoot, no, rebound, pulled down by Edson. So outlet it, Cedars, Ravens with numbers. Owen down the floor, drives right, kicks across, stepping inside. The shot by Handy blocked. Rebound is on the floor, still on the floor, and it'll be picked up by William Woods. Woods with the basketball, and Plaster again is bringing it up the floor. The freshman comes it over to the left side, a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine by nine. The ball slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Great defensive play for Owen Dieters, and the Ravens are going to get it back in. 1:20 left in the first quarter. Dieters will bring it up. He's going to wait over to the right side. Lobs underneath, and it's going to be a pass a little too tall, but hey, off the ball, we get a foul. And it's going to be on William Woods and on Megan Hughes. Hughes just coming into the ball game. She's a 5'9 junior out of Maryland Heights, Missouri. And BC back to the free throw line. Stepping up there for the Lady Ravens, looking for her first point of the game, is going to be Macy Edson. Her free throw? Off the back of the rim, and it won't go down. One more shot coming up here for Macy. She's a 75% free throw shooter on the season. Looks this one over, and that one will go. So give her one of the two, and Benedictine is up 10. It is 14-4 Lady Ravens with 1:11 to go in the first. The pass nearly stolen. Kind of selling out on that, trying to jump that pass. Dieters, Owls are able to recover it. We're inside a minute to go, first quarter. Owls in the lane, first left, then right, back left, spinning, turning, and a nice shot put up and in by Megan Hughes for William Woods. 14-6. Benedictine back down the left side. Mosier looks into the lane. Ball batted away for a minute, then picked up, and the Ravens are going to be called for a turnover, a little travel in the middle by Kyla. And the Owls look to cut into that Raven lead a little more deeply. It is a 14-6 Benedictine advantage. Half a minute to go in the first. Woods with the basketball, bumps it over to the right side, gets it to Hughes, back off on top, Plaster. She will back into the lane, spin it over to the left side where the three is launched and missed, and an offensive rebound is going to be secured by Princess Brown. She'll save it inside. The shot clock's off. Owls look at the last shot of the quarter. In the lane for a really long time, and we will end up with a Raven foul. I thought maybe we were going to get a three-second violation, but that's kind of a unicorn this day and age. Instead, we'll have a foul on Macy, her first. Benedictine's third. And with 5 seconds left in the opening quarter, William Woods is going to bring Noku back in. Free throw. Nicely done. Megan Hughes coming off the bench. Leads her team in scoring with three. And this one, we'll give her four. It is 14-8. 2 seconds, 1 second. The long shot way off the mark in the first quarter in the book. We'll be back here in Fulton, Missouri. After one in the ladies' game, it's Benedictine 14, William Woods 8.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Well, we're back with you here in Fulton, Missouri. Haven't gotten time back up on the clock to go to the second quarter, but sure, that's going to be coming up pretty soon. A quick look at the statistics at this point of the ball game. Well, what it's going to tell us is neither team is playing their best basketball, okay? Even though the Lady Ravens had led by as many as 10, the lead currently by 6. BC is only hitting 3 of 11 shots. That's 27%. William Woods, how about this? 3 of 11 shots. Same 27%. The difference right now, Lady Raven, is at the free throw line, where they are 8 of 10, and William Woods is 2 of 4. Neither team has been able to hit a three-point shot. Ravens have missed all three of theirs. Woods has missed all four of their three-point shots. Rebounding, let's see, 11-6, the Benedictine advantage. So BC up a half a dozen with room to improve as we go to the second quarter. Edson is out there with Michaela Bauman, Owen Dieters, Riley Brueggemann, and Nicole Stork. And now the Ravens cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Jailbreak to the other end of the floor. The driving shot is going to be in and up and good. Knocking down the bucket is going to be Mariah Prince. It is now 14-10. And right now, it is a 6-0 run for the Owls. And the Ravens pass in the middle, an errant pass by Brueggemann, but she's able to steal it back. 9:20 to go in the first half. Women's college basketball on a Saturday afternoon in January here on Care. The falling away three-point shot has failed, and a rebound is going to be swept away. Owls coming up with the basketball. It's going to be Noku. She'll come over to the left side to Jersey. Wren works her way to the right wing, right in front of the Benedictine bench. Back out on top, it'll go to Mariah Prince. She'll feed over to the right block. Cutting into the lane with the left-hand dribble. No room there. Comes out on top. Three-point shot. Airborne swish. From long range, that's no good. Knock it down the three, and Benedictine suddenly leads by one. It's 14-13. With 8:50 to go in the opening half, the Owls have mounted a big comeback. Down 10 moments ago. BC to the baseline right. Knife again to the lane. Dieters pulls up, jump shot missing. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Bauman. Now to the baseline left to Edson. Air ball. Rebound. Owls. And now the Ravens dive in and grab it. It's going to be a jump ball. Or is it going to be a foul call? There was a pileup of players on the floor. I think the officials are having a discussion what the call is. It's going to be a foul. And it's going to be on William Woods. It's going to be on Noku. So, Noku, Mondering Issa, will pick up the foul, her first foul of the second quarter on either team. BC with it out on top. Gets it to Michaela Bauman. Michaela, the 5'8 senior from Blair, Nebraska. Just goes to Omaha a little bit. Defeat in the middle of Stork. Back out on top. Brueggemann with a one-handed runner. Spins out. Rebound Edson. She'll feed underneath to Brueggemann. Misses a point-blank, uncontested layup. And Benedictine absolutely has found a solid lid on the top of that basket. They have not scored in a while. We're at 8:05 to go in the second quarter. Ravens hanging on to the one-point lead, but they do have control of the basketball. Edson out on top. Stork. Nicole goes left side. Out on top. Dieters three. Nope. Rebound and a jump ball. Yeah. Now, here's what happened is Edson grabs it from Benedictine. She was tied up and literally thrown to the floor because her opponent, while shorter than her, was very, very strong. And so the jump ball gives it back to the Owls. Edson out of the lineup for Benedictine. She's got to be traded out with Kyla Fitzgerald. 7:47 to go in the opening half. Benedictine still leads by one, but it is tenuous. Plaster has it up on top. Stork defends her. Beautiful move into the lane, and the layup misses. Offensive rebound, followed up and in. William Woods has come from behind. That is a 5-point for Noku. It is now 15-14. Wow, an 11-0 run right now for William Woods. 7:15 to play, first half. Back over to the right side with it. Ravens, here's going to be Dieters. Looks to the middle, no room. Out on top, putting up a three. Air ball, that thing was 2-3 feet wide to the right side. So the Ravens trailing by one. Give the ball back once again to William Woods. 7:07 to go in the opening half of the women's game. And the Ravens double team the basketball as it gets across midcourt. They'll get it to Plaster. Plaster comes over to the right side. Kicks it there to Princess, and as Brown throws to the baseline, the Ravens commit a foul. It'll be the first by Owen Dieters. And that will be Benedictine's first second quarter foul. Still at 15-14, William Woods lead. Owls will bring it in at their offensive end. There's a little travel. Oh, they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Dieters, and now she's gotten two fouls, almost back-to-back here in the second quarter. Woods again puts it in play, this time with their offensive baseline. They'll bring it in. It's on the floor. Going to be taken away by B.C. Brueggemann. Comes up with a basketball, races up the floor. Comes it over to the left side. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. Loose on the floor. Saved by nice job by Michaela Bauman. Coming up with that recovery. Feed to the right block. And you can see right now, Woods is playing some pretty good basketball. Or hustling there. They're kind of feeling it a little bit. Now Brueggemann is going to come out of the game. I think she got poked in the eye, and I'm not sure she can see. She comes off the floor. I got to look at her at the end of the bench, and Ravens are going to rotate Hattie Gross back into the game. 6.5 to play, first half. 15-14, William Woods out front. Ravens have the ball into the right side of the lane at their offensive baseline. Looking to bring it in is going to be Diana Moser. Kicks it into the right side. The pass to the baseline left, all alone, uncontested three. There it is. The first three of the game for Benedictine belongs to Kyla Fitzgerald. Lady Ravens go up 17-15 at 6:15 to play in the half. Little hook pass to the left side of the lane. Now the feed inside. A nice movement of the basketball. Mariah Prince has four. And it's 17-17. We're all tied up as we're inside six to go in the first half. Michaela will go left. Uncontested from 15. No, they're going to be a foul off the ball. An illegal screen set by Nicole Stork, and I could hear him right beside us. Coach Molson, he's trying to inspire his team now. Pick it up a little bit here with 5:50 and counting to go in the first half. 17-17 ball game. Jersey Wren up the floor. The Owls are not a tall team. They have three players out there right now who are 5'5". Plaster, their big player, who's been doing the damage, is 5'9". And Prince, the other, at 5'7". So certainly it is not the height of the Owls that's giving them any kind of a lift. Here's a spinning shot by Wren. It's up and good. Back in front goes William Woods. Lady get 19-17, and we are at the 5-minute mark, midpoint of the first or the second quarter, approaching halftime. Moser will have it on the left side. Back it away from the defense of Princess Brown. Now just slide down the lane, kicks it on top. Stork goes three, high arcing shot wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. But they'll say it's off William Woods. You can hear the Woods fans. They're fussing about that a little bit. Noku out of the ball game, and Abby is going to check back in for head coach Morgan Scott. Here, William Woods, after his first and his first season, coming from the University of Missouri. .450 to go, first half, and now we're having a little conversation, and I think they're going to send the teams to their respective benches. Yeah, they're going to come up with the media break, which I thought they were due for. So we're going to take it. Media break. Joseph at 4:50 to go. We're in the opening half in Missouri, where it's William Woods, 19, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 17.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
That's what you hear in Fulton, Missouri. 4 minutes and 50 seconds ago in the opening half of the ladies' game. And Benedictine, who put together as much as a 10-point lead, now finds themselves trailing by only a couple of points at 19-17. Looking at some of the numbers for you, Benedictine. 4 of 20 shooting the ball. They are hitting 20%. William Woods has improved their number to 8 of 17 and 47%. Ravens are 1 of 8 from the outside, 12% of their threes. And again, what has kept them in the game is that 8 of 10 free throw shooting number. So here we go. Getting the right personnel out there. And here we go. Really some conversation. I'm in a lot of trouble getting this thing officiated and getting everybody on the same page. Now, one official talking to Coach Folsom, the other two officials discussing things among themselves. And here's what's happening with 4:51 to go in the first half. Ravens are going to have the ball in at the baseline, 20 on the shot clock. Back into the ball game has come Riley Brueggemann. Got a Band-Aid on her nose. She got a hard hit to the face and had a little bit of a nosebleed. They're getting that stopped. And Ravens will have it out on top. Here's Brueggemann. Looks over to the left, into the corner, 8 on the shot clock. Back to Brueggemann. I don't think she feels like taking a shot, but may have to. She'll drive in, put up a runner. It's coming up short. Howell's come up with a loose basketball. Here comes Abby. Alvarina will come into the front corner, taking it down the right side. Little seesaw dribble by Jersey Wren. Comes back out between the circles. BC will stick with that player defense. They work off the screen. Mariah Prince feeds it in the middle. Here's Plaster. Goes left, goes right, goes left. No travel. I thought she traded her pivot foot. And a spinning shot is going to be up and good for Mariah Prince. And she has exploded for 6 second corner points. And she's put her team up 21-17. Lady Ravens down 4 with 3:50 to go. 3-point shot, rims out, no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds and will belong to Benedictine. Hey. 3:45 to play in the first half. And again, it's going to be Riley Brueggemann to inbound for BC. She'll come into the right side, cutting into the lane to kick back Brueggemann. She'll launch the 3. There it is! Brueggemann from outside. Her first point of the afternoon makes it 21-20. 3.5 to go. The ball way out on top. Is that not over and back? Yeah, it is. And William Woods, coach, she's screaming at the officials, wanting a timeout. They never gave it to her. Now she goes and plants back on the bench and is really unhappy. Ravens are going to put it in play at midcourt. 3 minutes and 20 and rolling along toward intermission. BC with a basketball down 1, 21-20. Relatively low-scoring first half here in Fulton, Missouri. Cross-quarter goes Brueggemann. Little head fake. Does not lose her defender. Now she'll drive baseline. One-hand push pass out on top. Taken by Kyla. Fitzgerald will take it out to the baseline, and we have a Howell foul. And I never intended to say that. The whistle is going to be on Jersey Wren. Wren's second foul, it'll be team foul 2. Into the game for the first time this afternoon is going to come, or for the second time this afternoon, is going to come Megan Hughes. Megan, a 5'9" junior out of Maryland Heights, Mizzou. Ravens inbound, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Brueggemann. Back over to the left side to Mosier. Skip pass to the corner. That's going to be Kyla. In the middle, it goes to Nicole. Stork goes up, gets fouled, coming to the free throw line in a very dissatisfied look in the middle by Mariah Prince, and she's not even the person against whom the foul was called. The foul is going to be called on Megan Hughes. So Hughes with her second foul, and before we continue, we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by William Woods. A break here at 2:47 to go, first half of the women's game. It is William Woods 21, Benedictine 20.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
So 47 seconds to go in the opening half of this first of our Raven doubleheader this afternoon. The BC ladies coming to the free throw line. And the first shot is perfect off the hand of Nicole Stork. That is her eighth point. That is her first point of the second quarter. And she's 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Second one is up. Hits that one and puts her team back in front. BC retakes the lead at 22-21. And 2:45 left in the half. Owls back up court. Cross court over to the left side is going to be Wren. Jersey Wren. J-E-R-S-E-E Jersey. Owls have it right side to Hughes. Comes over in front of the Raven bench. Noku has it there. They'll kick it just outside the left block. Shot clock at 4 and at 3. And the Ravens reach in and tie up the ball with 2 on the shot clock. And the Owls take some time off, but do not get a shot launch. Benedict will have it in play in the backcourt. They'll bring it up against just a little light pressure. Nobody very serious as the defenders will backpedal and set up. Trying to decide if that's maybe a zone. Yeah, it is. How about that? Right now, they know Benedict is not hitting those outside shots. And here's a 3, and they will change that. 3-point shot by Benedictson. And with 1:50 to go in the first half, the Ravens stretch their lead now to 25-21. The shot from underneath is up, no good. Nicole Stork falls hard to the floor, but climbs back to her feet, and Benedictson coming up with a rebound, comes into the forecourt. Feed to the right side, and oh man, they call a travel on BC up top. Lady Ravens back in front at 25-21 after seeing a huge run put together by William Woods. They went for 1 point in a ball game. What, 11-0 run? Taking a lead. Ravens have taken it back. Here's a baseline jump shot. Up and good for 2. Knocking it down is going to be Princess Brown. Her first point. 25-23. 1 minute left in the half. From underneath, the shot just horsed up and put in by Nicole Stewart. She's now in double figures with 11. 27-23. 50 seconds to go in the half. A running shot on the other end is good by Plaster. For all the times that Maya Plaster has touched the ball, I find it remarkable that that is only her 4th point this afternoon. 27-25, Benedictine. 16-15 on the shot clock. The pass down to the baseline is going to be out of bounds and off the fingertips of Nicole. It'll belong to the Owls. So, 30 on the shot clock, 34 seconds left in the first half. William Woods brings it up. Wren will take it across midcourt. Feeds the top of the key. The ball batted for a moment, but Prince is able to save it. Kicks it back over to the left side. Wren goes 3, way short. Rebounding it down is going to be Bergman. Benedictson with the shot clock off. Up the court, an opportunity at the final look at the rim in the first half. 13 seconds left. Now a dozen. Bergman with it on top, keeps her dribble alive, crosses over at 8 seconds. She'll square up, goes 3, knocks another one down. Riley Bergman hits the 3, and that will take us to halftime. We'll be back here in Fulton and summarize the opening half for you. These two teams are headed for their respective locker rooms. Prince of Benedict and Lady Ravens, 30, William Woods, 25.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back to the ladies' game. We anticipate that one starting around, 4 o'clock-ish. So stick with us for that as we have a full afternoon as they get things underway here in 2026. In the ladies' game of the first half, Benedictine leaped out quickly, jumped out to a 10-2 and then an 11-2 lead. And then suddenly they found William Woods saying, wait a minute, we're not giving this up that easy. And William Woods goes on an 11-0 run, retook the lead, and then it was nip and tuck right down to the end of the first half before Riley Brookerman, who had not scored, and then was knocked hard to the floor as she had to come out and get a little bandage job. She's back out there, and obviously she's feeling good because she came out of the floor then and hit 3 consecutive threes, and the Ravens lead here at the half. Let's recap that first half scoring for you. First of all, 4. William Woods. Leading the way for the Lady Owls is Mariah Prince. She's got 6 points, 5 for Noku. She will be the second leading scorer. 4 apiece then for Jersey Wren and Maya Plaster and Megan Hughes. First half saw Princess Brown knocking down 2. So 6 players for William Woods in the scoring column. Likewise for Benedictine, 6 players lead the scoring. Nicole Stork and Riley Brueggemann with 9 apiece. It's Kelly Stork with 6. Now, Kelly saw pretty limited playing time. She got a little foul trouble and had to sit out a good part of the second quarter. 3 in the first half for Kyla Fitzgerald. Diana Moser with 2 and Macy Edson with 1 for Benedictine. Personal fouls, well, for William Woods, you've got Jersey Wren, you've got Abby Alvarina, you've got Maya Plaster, you've got Megan Hughes, all of them with 2 personal fouls. For Benedictine, it is Owen Dieters with 2. She saw some limited PT. Kelly Stork, we mentioned earlier, with 2 fouls for the Lady Raven. And then Nicole has 1 and Macy has 1. So fouls have impacted how Benedictine has played. And for Owen Dieters, Owen comes into the ballgame today. Of course, she's been a starting 1 on this team, the 5'7 freshman out of Corning, one of the team's leading scorers, averaging double-figure scoring, has no points in the game yet this afternoon. And again, attribute that to the fact that she saw limited PT because of that fouling. Quick look at some of the other numbers. As Ravens started off shooting rather cold, they are not red hot yet, but it's better. First quarter, 27%. Second quarter, 31% for Benedictine. They end up shooting 29% at halftime. William Woods, conversely, 27%. Remember, it was identical numbers for the two teams after a quarter, but the second quarter for William Woods saw them go 8 of 11, 73% from the floor. That's got them hitting 50% from the floor for the game. And again, for Benedictine, the difference has been their success at the free throw line. For BC is now, 10 out of 12 for 84%, and William Woods is 2 out of 4. They did not shoot a second quarter free throw, so 2 out of 4 The Ravens outscoring them by 8 points at the free throw line so far here tonight, and they lead by five. So you could draw your own conclusions from that. Well, that said, we're going to take a little bit of a breather. Second half of the ladies' game coming up here shortly, and then it'll be the men's game at four. But right now, with the halftime score here in Fulton, Missouri, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 30, William Woods 25. We're taking it back to Joseph Eason in the Care Radio Studios.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Benedictine Ravens basketball action. We'll be back to the game in just a moment. Taking a look at the MSC Radio Network coming up tomorrow on KNZA and KLZA. We're going to have the last game of the Kansas City Chiefs football season as the Chiefs will be taking on the Las Vegas Raiders at the Raiders. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:25 in the afternoon. Pregame begins about 2 o'clock over on KMZA, which is 92.1 FM, and KLZA, which is 101.3 FM.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we will have high school basketball Tuesday evening starting right around 6 p.m. or so with Valley Falls versus ACCHS. Then on Thursday night, of course, we have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we'll have High School Coaches Insight with the Atchison, Mar Hill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN coaches. Then on Friday, we will have high school basketball as Mar Hill Mount Academy will be on the road at JCN. Girls game has got a 6 p.m. tip. Boys should take to the court shortly thereafter. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5. Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink. And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink. Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. It was Clark over Baker, 80-75. Missouri Baptist beat Mount Mercy, 74-58. At the half right here, we've got Benedictine leading William Woods, ladies 30-25. In the Graceland Culver Stockton women's game, it is about 8 minutes and 32 seconds into the remaining in the third. There is Culver Stockton leading 54-Graceland's 31. With about 9 minutes left, it's Peru State. 9 minutes left in the third. I'm sorry. It's Peru State over William Penn, 35-30. And with 6 minutes left in the third, Central Methodist is trailing Grandview, with Grandview sitting at 43, Central Methodist 24. In men's basketball games in play so far, just before the half, Mount Mercy is leading Missouri Baptist 43-31. And with about 5 minutes before the half, it's Baker leading Clark 26-19. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 40 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 49. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 39 degrees and sunny in downtown Atchison. The relative humidity is relatively high at 58%. The winds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of 37 degrees. The dew point is 26 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's currently falling at 30.09 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Welcome back to Anderson Arena. Here on the campus of William Woods University in Fulton, Missouri, where we're getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's women's college basketball game here on K-Radio. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in front, going into the third quarter. They're leading at 30-25. Welcome back, everyone. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer, engineer, all-around do-it guy. Back in the studio, Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Costa here, courtside, alternate possession. Awards the ball to the Owls. We're right back underway. 30-25, Benedictine in front. The ball over to the left side. The jump shot rolls around, and it's good for three for Jersey Wren. Wren has 7 points, and right out of the gate, the Benedictine lead has been cut to two. 30-28. Here's a three for Brueggemann. Too strong, and a rebound saved. Owen Dieters. She's back in the game. Remember, limited time in the second quarter due to a couple of fouls. Now here's a feed inside. The shot missing by Kelly Stork. Comes out on top. Brueggemann will drive into the lane, jump it over to the left side. Left-hand layup. Good by Kelly. Kelly Stork with 8 points. The assist there for Brueggemann. And it's 32-28 BC. A minute gone in the third quarter. The feed to the free throw line. Now they'll rotate it back. Reverse it out on top. Take it down underneath. Work to the baseline left. The corner three. Perfect. From deep in the left corner. That's going to be no coup. Adela Ringiza, her 8 points, 32-31. Right now the Ravens are trading threes for twos, and here's a runner by Stork, and Nicole knocks it down. She's got 11, 34-31. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. These two teams have come out of the locker rooms, and they are firing the basketball. Mariah Prince with it over to the left side. Into the left edge to Noku. It is Wren and Plaster and Prince, Abby, Noku, and move my last one. Oh, yes, and Mariah. So there are the five on the court. And Benedictine's going to make their first substitution. Out of the ballgame, picking up a third foul for BC is going to be Owen Dieters, and she will have to check out. She's going to very quickly make a substitution. Getting Diana Moser back into the game. Here's another baseline three. This one is going to be up. It is no good. Rebounding it down is Brueggemann. Ravens are going to be on the attack. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brueggemann is going to bring it out on top. Gets it to Kelly playing the high post. Back in to come to Brueggemann. Feeds to the left side. Out on top to Moser. Little hook pass back. Bauman. John Clark at the dozen. The feed to the baseline is going to be knocked away. Stumped out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in. 11 on the shot clock. 7:47 to go in the third quarter. BC will have it in at the baseline, leading by a 34-31 margin. Brueggemann to the right side. Bauman goes three. Hits the back of the rim. No. We're rebounding it back down. William Woods. Abby Alvernia. Now BC will steal it. Brueggemann in, up, gets it. Brueggemann just picked her pocket, and she's got 11 points. And it's 36-31. Lady Ravens sticking with that player defense. It's been very good for them. They're athletic enough to make it work. Here's a runner from the right side. It's up no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and Nicole Stork will clear it down. Benedictine into the forecourt. Brueggemann up the floor. A running three for Nicole. Off the glass. Good. Straight away, but it was way too hard. Hits the window. Caroms in. And the Lady Ravens go up eight. With 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's 39-31. The pass inside. Knocked away by Kelly. Stork picks it up. Gets it away to Brueggemann. Launches it to Mosier. Collides with the official. Able to save it. Feeds inside. Goes back left. Kelly in. Up. Get her the bucket. The assist. Nicole the bucket to Kelly. And she's got 10. and the Lady Ravens, with three players now in double-digit scoring, have forced the Owls into a timeout. Taking a break with 6:35 to go. We're in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 31, William Wood, or rather Benedictine 41, William Woods 31.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Well, Benedictine has been outstanding here in this third quarter as they have outscored William Woods 11-5. Riley Brueggemann, 5 points already in this quarter. Kelly Stork, 4 points already in this quarter. Nicole with the other two. And Benedictine has once again pushed to a double-digit lead. They led by, 10 points back at 14-4 before the big 11-0 William Woods run. And now they pushed again to a 10-point lead. And let's see, coming out of the timeout, we'll see what Woods is able to do. Are they going to be able to? Do they have enough to push back? William Woods got a pretty short bench. They are shooting up 8 here today. It'll be put in play right in front of us. Plaster will do the inbound, and here come the Owls. Woods over to the left side to Brian Prince. Prince comes out on top. That's going to be Wren with the basketball. Feeds right at the free throw line, back to the rim. Plaster backing in, twisting, turning, launches it wide to the left, gets your own rebound, pushes it back up and in. Nice job by Maya Plaster just to stay after the basketball. Keep it alive. Now, the Ravens up the floor. Little jump shot. No. Follow shot. Yes. Kelly Stork with two more. 6 in the first half. Already 6 in the second. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. 43-33. Benedictine again. Double-digit lead. Woods will scoot around to the top side, looking for a little chink in that defensive armor. They see none, so they'll launch a three-point shot. It's no good. And the Ravens are going to board it back down. Here comes Brueggemann. She'll go down the left side. She would about take that shot, but the defender was just a little closer than she wanted her to be. Now it's Mosier. Right side, Bauman. Out on top, Nicole. She backs in, gets picked up on a double team. Comes out on top to Brueggemann. It's shot clock at 9. Brueggemann goes 16 feet wide left. Rebound. Going to get away. Go out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine. Ravens are going to take Bauman out of the game, and it'll be Hattie Gross back in, the 5'8 sophomore from Frankfort, Kansas. Owls bring it up the court. And at the next dead ball, we're going to have our media break because we're at 5 minutes to go in the third. They work it down to the baseline right, pass to the middle of Plaster, dump it back on top, no room. There's a travel, no whistle. The drive right side, running shot is off the mark. Ravens are going to board it back down. It's docked away for a moment in the backcourt, but recovered by Brueggemann. And she will have no difficulty getting it across the timeline. 4:44 to go and rolling along in the third quarter. Ravens with the ball, leading at 43-33. The lob underneath the pass intended for Stork. It's going to be battered free and stolen. Owls, Jesse Wren down the court. Little one-hand push pass left side, Noku. She's got it in the corner. Baseline 3. Knocking it down from the corner is going to be Jersey Wren. She has 10 in the game, 2 threes here in the third quarter. Ravens lead at 43-36. Benedictine comes into the forecourt. The lob underneath. Kelly steps back, knocks it down. Kelly Stork for 2. And it's 45-36. Here's a runner from the right side off the mark. BC up at the scorer's table here. And We'll see who they're getting ready to check in. Here's a little turnaround shot for the Ravens. Won't fall. Owls pull it down. We're well into the second half of the third quarter here. 3 minutes and a half to go. Drive it down, Plaster. Nice little spin. The hook shot. No, the Ravens commit a foul. And before free throws are shot, we are going to take a timeout. The break, 3:31 to go. We're in the third quarter. It is Benedictine 45, William Woods 36.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
From the campus of William Woods University here in Polk, Missouri, where with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Lady Ravens lead at 45-36. Welcoming you back with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts here, and Ravens are going to be bringing Lily Martin into the game. Now, if you're looking at the program here, they've got Lily wearing number one, but in fact, Lily actually is and does wear number three. And Lily's grandparents are here today from Lake St. Louis, so it's nice of them to be able to make the trip over. They told me it was only like a 45-minute hop, so not a bad trip at all. Our closest opportunity to watch her play, Lily, a freshman out of Wichita, Kansas, and Bishop Carroll. Okay, as we come back, the Owls are going to be at the free throw line, and it'll be Maya Plaster, the 5'9 freshman from Ellsbury, Missouri. Plaster will take her time, launch, and it will not go in. Halfway down, kick back out. One more shot coming up for Plaster. And the second free throw also does not go in. Ravens with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine, and it's going to be Lily to bring the ball up the floor. The freshman again out of Wichita. BC over to the left side. It's going to be Hattie. Crosses over beneath the rim. Feeds it back out on top to Stork. Ravens are going to reverse it to the right side. Martin, her pass across the baseline, flapped away. BC's going to recover it now. Knock it away on top. Here comes Plaster. Drive it down the floor. Goes in. Goes up. Puts it in for two. Plaster with a steal and a bucket. It is 45-38. And we've got 2:50 to go in quarter three. Lady Ravens with the ball, with the lead. And Nicole Stewart tumbles to the floor, but no foul. And now the ball's going to be knocked away from Hattie. Here come the Owls. Racing down the floor is going to be Jersey. Wren will jump it over to the left side with a left-hand layup. It's going to be up and in for Princess Brown. Princess has her fourth point. And William Woods does not ever give up. Ravens by five. 2:20 to go in the third. It's been a hard-fought road game to begin the second semester for Benedictine here this afternoon. Ravens have it out on top. Shot clock at 13. Holding it up between the circles. Having jumped with the ball. Now starting into the lane. The feet in the middle to Nicole. Is batted away. It's loose on the floor. And it's going to be saved by Woods. Here they come. And one on three into the forecourt is Jersey. And now a collision. Wren is hard to the floor. And she's lying there in the backcourt. Ravens are going to fast break it up and turn it over. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. Jones with a minute 50 to go. We're in the third quarter. It is Benedictine 45, William Woods 40.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
William Woods player that the training staff is still looking at and attending to. And will be the Ravens backcourt, which will be right across from and in front of the William Woods bench to my immediate left. A reminder that tomorrow, or later today, first of all, Benedictine men's basketball, the guys' game, it's set to get off at about 4 o'clock, and I would suspect that it would appear that we're on schedule to make that happen. So Raven basketball at 4 o'clock for the guys. Second half of our hoops doubleheader to begin the college 2026 portion of the season. Next week, the Ravens are going to be at home, and we'll be looking forward to seeing them, and would certainly invite you up to the Nolan Gymnasium Wednesday evening, as the Ravens are going to be hosting Peru State. So, for Benedictine, a little bit of a return back home. By the way, the injured player, Jersey Wren, she's off the floor under her own power, but sitting down at the end of the bench now as they'll continue to take care of her. And the Owls will have it in play in the backcourt. First, William Woods, they certainly don't have the bench depth to afford injuries, suiting up 8 players today. Here are the Owls at the free throw line. The start into the lane. The kick back out on top. Plaster. No, that's not Plaster over there. That's going to be Megan Hughes. They'll kick at left side. Shot clock inside 10. Here's Hughes. Starts to drive in. Twisting, turning, leaning. Puts the shot up too softly. And a nice rebound. After a good defensive sequence by Kyla Fitzgerald, she comes up with that defensive rebound. And Brigham will bring it into the floor court. 75 seconds left in the third quarter. BC with the ball. Brueggemann will drive. It's up. It's no good. Rebound tipped down, and it's going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds, and it's going to be off BC. So the Ravens will have touched it last, then the Owls will be inbounding it. 1:07 to go in the third. Benedictine by 5. They have 2 times led by 10 in this game. The upcourt pass is knocked away by Bauman. The players have arms hooked, and they're going to get it away to Brueggemann. She'll kick it across to the left side. The driving shot is up. It's good. Count it in a plus one. The bucket by Kyla Fitzgerald. The foul is going to be on Megan Hughes. It'll be her third. And the Ravens coming to the free throw line where Kyla will have an opportunity to complete that conventional three-point play. Kyla comes to the free throw line for Benedictine. What is she? A 75% free throw shooter. This one, right in there. So half a dozen points now for Kyla Fitzgerald, and it's 48-40. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. William Woods, up court with the basketball, quickly will dump it over to the right side, getting it there to Abby. Alvarino will dump it to the top side, Plaster back in the game, kicks it over to Megan Hughes. Hughes goes right side to Princess. Brown dumps it back. Ravens trapped out of the baseline. Spinning, twisting, can't get rid of the basketball. Now feeding it across underneath the goal. The shot clock's at 1, and we get a whistle, and you can hear the shot clock going off in the background, and the foul is going to be called on Benedictine's Riley Brueggemann. So for William Woods, a great reprieve here is they're going to get another 20 seconds, and they're going to have possession once they get to the basketball. They're looking to bring it in. It'll go to the left side of the lane. Here's Hughes, twists and turns and falling down. Puts a shot up, and it's in. 48-42, 12 seconds left in the third. Brueggemann comes it over to the left side. Fitzgerald gets in the middle. The shot goes up. A foul is committed to the Raven. Coming back to the free throw line. Let's see who's got fouled. Is that maybe Michaela? No, it's going to be Kelly. So for the Ravens, coming to the free throw line is going to be Kelly Stork. She's had a huge third quarter. She's got 8 already in the third. That free throw will not go in. So 8 in the third gives her, 14 so far today. 1.7 seconds to go in quarter 3. Second free throw is up. It is short. Rebound, Owls, and that is the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up. here in Missouri. We'll be back. The score, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 48, William Woods 42.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Thank you. Getting ready to go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. It's a 6-point contest, 48-42, Benedictine in front. Benedictine has led pretty much the entire game. As a matter of fact, with the exception of, it looks like maybe 30-some seconds in the middle of the second quarter, when William Woods had taken a very brief 21-20 advantage, and then the Ravens were able to push back after that. 2:40 to go in the third quarter or second quarter, they have taken a lead, so they have not relinquished at this point. Up by 6. Now look at the scoring for you for William Woods: double digits for Maya Plaster with 10, and for Jersey Wren with 10. Now, Wren is on the bench with hope that she is able to come back out. She was banged up a little bit and was helped to the sideline back in the third quarter. Noku has 8, 6 for Mariah Prince, and 4 apiece for Megan Hughes and Princess Brown. For Benedictine, Riley Brueggemann, Kelly Stork, 14 apiece. Nicole Stork with 11. They lead the way for Benedictine. BC puts the ball in play. They got the original starting five out there. No, they don't. They've got 4 of the starting five out there. Hattie Gross is in the game for Brueggemann, and the fourth quarter is underway. Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork out there with Hattie Gross. Ravens will skip it over to the left side. Kelly in, up. There it is. 2 more. Kelly Stork is really stepping into this Benedictine offense. The freshman has 16, 50-42, early in the fourth quarter. That was a travel, no whistle. Back out on top. Here's a 3, wide. Ravens will rebound it down, and that is going to be Kelly coming up with the ball. Here's Owen Dieters in the fourth quarter. Owen, remarkably, no points yet today, and here's a shot missed by Kelly Stork, and the Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds on the rebound. Owen Dieters done such a great job as a freshman out of Corning, Kansas, and averages over 10 points a game, but with no points today because they're having some foul trouble. She has seen her playing time really limited this afternoon. Dieters has had only 15 minutes on the floor, and now, as the ball's coming to midcourt, there is one of those travels that we've been expecting to see several times. You see a William Woods player stop and either scoot or, a moment ago, literally trade pivot feet. And that's the first travel I think that we've seen called. Here's Benedictine back in control of the ball with the 8:57 to go in the game, leading it by 8. And we've got a big collision off the ball. Hughes bounces to the floor, and we're going to have an offensive foul called against the Lady Ravens. That is going to be the 4th foul by Kelly. So Kelly Stork is going to come out. That was a big collision. There were bodies flying through the air. Kelly's got a kind of a sheepish grin as she comes over to the near side. Here's a shot from the top. William Woods, wide left. The rebound, Hattie Gross. BC up the floor. Gross to Dieters. Those who played against one another back in high school. Gross for 3. Too long. Rebound saved by Nicole Stork. Nicole will feed it across. She gets fouled. Let's see which owl is going to be guilty. There were 2 in the neighborhood, and this whistle is going to be on Maya Plaster. So for Maya, it is her 3rd foul. And here comes Benedictine. We're able to get the ball back in. Down to the right side, little back door. The shot misses. And as Nicole comes down with the rebound, two William Woods players descend on her and on the ball. All three of them tumble to the floor. And the turnover is going to go to William Woods. Nicole Stewart comes up, kind of rubbing her eye and cheek a little bit, kind of wincing her eye, trying to get focused back up because she went down pretty solidly. Here's a cross-court pass that's going to be saved by Hattie right in front of us. She'll go down low. Owen dobs across, and from underneath, Bauman, no, gets your own rebound, and will lose the handle on the basketball. Here comes William Woods. 7:50 to go in the ball game. Ravens with the 50-42 lead. Little hook pass to the back. The shot by Megan Hughes is on its way. Nope. Rebound. Stork. Here comes Benedictine. The outlet. Dieters is over her head. She's going to have to track it down. I can't. It's beyond her grasp and her ability to reach, and the Ravens will turn it over again. For Benedictine, it is going to be Brueggemann back into the game. She'll be in for Michaela Bauman. So the Ravens with Brueggemann and Dieters out there. You've got Gross on the floor with Kyla Fitzgerald and Nicole Storff. 7.5 to play in the ballgame. Crossbow pass is batted. Nicely saved. And a baseline runner misses. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Good hustle by Benedictine. As the Owls are pulling out the stops here late in the game. And here's Brueggemann, drives all the way down the floor and has the ball batted away from her. Maya Plaster with the steal. And now here's a shot by Hughes. It's good for the long two. The two-point shot is good. We'll get a Woods timeout and take a break. We're down to 7:01 to go in the women's game here this afternoon. It is the Benedictine Lady Ravens 50, William Woods 44.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Well, it's 7-1 to go in the ball game. Lady Ravens leading it 50-44. Certainly, this game is a long way from being sealed. BC has had the lead for the majority of the afternoon, but William Woods is just pesky and hard playing and absolutely refuses to relinquish in this game. Right now, BC shooting percentage has crept up a little bit. They're at 36% now at 17-47, but still William Woods pulled 10 points plus ahead of him at 46%. From the outside, BC is 5 of 17. Woods is 4 of 13. And at the free throw line, again, there's the difference maker. BC 11 of 15. William Woods only 2 of 6 at the free throw line. So the Ravens 9 more points at the free throw line. BC will put the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and we're back underway. Over to the left side with it, and here's Hattie Gross. Comes out on top to Brueggemann. Dieters will take it right side. Back again to Brueggemann. She'll get contact, and there's going to be a foul. Brueggemann did a great job of stepping in, and Maya Plaster, I think, kind of squared up on her. And the contact is going to be called against the defensive player, and Maya Plaster has her fourth foul. She is the key cog for this Woods team. And a three-point shot, Brueggemann no good. Rebound out of bounds, Raven ball. And especially for William Woods with Jersey Wren, who was the only other player in double figures and was injured just inside 10 minutes ago in the third quarter, still on the bench for the Lady Owls. Keeping Plaster available and out of the court is probably essential. Ravens from the right side. Dieters for three, no. And the board cleared down by Woods. Mariah Prince coming up with a basketball, brings up the floor herself, swings it over to the left side with a three-point shot. Off the window, it's good! for Noku. She now has 11 points, and it's 50-47, a one-possession lead for BC with 6:10 to go. The Raven 3 is up and missing, and a rebound is going to be cleared away by Hughes. Here comes Megan Hughes into the forecourt. She dribbles the ball over to the right side. The 5'9 junior forward kicks it back out on top to Prince. Prince backs away into the top corner. Being defended very closely by Owen Dieters. Shot clock goes to single digits. The shot off the run is no. The rebound is out of bounds. And they're going to say it is off the fingertips of Hughes. It'll be Raven basketball. Benedict is going to bring Kyla Fitzgerald out of the game. And back in is going to come Kelly Stewart. Remember, Kelly's going to be out there now with four fouls. We're at 5.5 minutes to go. Coach Folsom right in front of us and then right beside us telling his team, okay, bring this thing out on top. Let's take our time. Be patient. Get a good quality shot. There's the runner. It was not a great shot, and it was not good, and it was not successful. And here come the Owls with a chance to tie with a long shot. 5:10 to play in the game. The ball mishandled. The dribble picked up. It goes to Hughes. She starts in the lane. Brings it back on top to Prince. She'll go left. Twisting, turning in the lane. Loses the ball. Stolen by the Ravens. And here's a collision. And Stork is run over and knocked hard to the floor at midcourt. The foul on Mariah Prince. Prince will collect her second foul of the afternoon. And that should bring us to the timeout. It does. And we're taking a break. Time out of the court at 4:57 to go. In the game, it is Benedict and 50, Woods 47.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
With just inside 5 minutes of play in the ballgame, Benedict is depending almost entirely on its defense to win this right now, as the fourth quarter has found them able to score only 2 points in over 5 minutes. And those 2 points by Kelly Stork, who's back out on the floor playing with four personal fouls. So the Ravens with 2 points in the fourth quarter. And William Wood's really not helping themselves a lot. They only have five here in the fourth, so no one's setting the world on fire here. And the Ravens will come out of the timeout, putting the ball in play right here in front of us. It'll be Brueggemann. Brueggemann drives down the left side of the lane, dishes across, and Nicole with the bucket. So give Nicole Stork her 13th point of the game, give Brueggemann the assist, and Benedictine goes up five, 52-47. 4.5 to go. Hughes passes down to the baseline, and it's loose, but a tremendous athletic play to save the ball by Mariah Prince. That was a great effort by Prince to haul that thing in. It looked like it was going to get away and be turned over. Now out on top is going to be Brown. She'll kick it over to the left side. Noku falling away. The shot at the shot clock buzzer is no good. And a rebound to Benedictine. Now we've got Coach Folsom on his feet telling his team again, up the court, take your time. Now they're widening the offense out. Going to two players way out on the each elbow, a player in each corner. Here's Brueggemann, the baseline three. You can't let her shoot that. She will eat you up. Brueggemann knocks it down for her 17th point. 55-47. 3.5 minutes to go. And the Lady Ravens, again, up eight. Owls, an offensive foul. It's off the ball, and Benedictine will have it back in play. That is going to be the fourth foul of the ball game for Megan Hughes. She's had one in each quarter. and BC with the ball, up 8, 3:20 to play. Feel like they're in a better spot than they were a minute ago. They'll feed underneath. Nicole will turn and shoot and put it in from about 6 feet away on the left side. Nicole Stork with 15 points. 57-47 and out quickly. Benedictine is pushed back to the double-digit lead. 3 minutes to go. The pass over to the left side, and the Owls are going to misplay it. It's going to go out of bounds. Benedictine will have it into the backcourt, but before that happens, we're getting a timeout. Taking a break. 3:02 to go in the ladies' game. Benedictine 57, William Woods 47.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
To play. Benedictine's Lady Ravens back to a double-digit lead in front, 57-47, in what has been a relatively low-scoring business here this afternoon. BC not shooting especially well, 37% from the floor, 28 from outside. William Woods has shot better as the game has gone long. They're at 45% from the floor and 35% from three. But again, the difference in this game has been at the free throw line. Ravens have outscored William Woods by 9 and lead by 10. 3:02 to go. Back out of the court for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be Peters and Brueggemann and Stork and Stork, and running it out is going to be Hattie Gross. Here's Brueggemann up the floor. Ravens had it in the backcourt. You got Stork way up high setting a screen. Goes right side to Gross. Back underneath to Stork on a little give and go. Stork is tripped. Falls to the floor. Two players battling for that basketball. And jump ball possession comes to BC. Ravens are in the bonus. Inbound it comes. Stork is going to have it knocked out of her hands, and it's loose on the floor. Again, you've got a jump ball. This time, the possession error goes to the Owls with 2:40 to play. Benedictine by 10. So, for William Woods, it's a big job and a tall hill to climb. 2.5 minutes left, down 10. They're taking their time out on top to Mariah Prince. So step inside the circle, goes over to the left side, Noku, feet to the block, plaster, double team, back to Noku, she'll go three, it's a little short, rebound, pulled down by Nicole. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to take a little time off the clock, they're going to run this thing to inside, 2 minutes left, up 10. Back over to the right side is Dieter. She'll play off the screen, go to the free throw line, bounce it on the right side to Kelly, she'll lean back, put the shot up and miss it. And the rebound is going to be secured by William Woods. The Ravens coming in late to try to commit a steal, and the foul is going to be the fifth on Kelly Stork. I really thought that might have been called on Hattie, but it was not. Kelly Stork will foul out here this afternoon with 1:57 to play. She's going to foul out and end the afternoon with a good 16-point game. Here comes William Woods, and Plaster will bring the ball up the floor herself. Feet to the right side of the free throw line, extended. Gets it there to Hughes. Now an uncontested long two, misses, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it'll be Raven basketball. Now with a minute 42 to go, BC is going to have their 5'10". Senior from Australia, Kyla Fitzgerald, inbounding it to Brueggemann. Brueggemann has it knocked out of her hands. Fitzgerald goes back and picks it up. Comes to the right side to Dieter. She's got it across midcourt. BC out on top. The Owl defense is stretched out now, chasing the ball. And the feed underneath, and Nicole Stork up and good for two. Her 17th points of the day. And the Ravens now with an insurmountable lead of a dozen with a minute 15 to go. It's 59-47. Taking their time, topside Owls. They're taking their time and have no time. Right side Brown. They'll look into the middle. Back on the top to Noku. Around the left they go to Plaster. Inside a minute to go, down a dozen. And still, they look for the shot they want. Topside Mariah Pritz. She'll pull up from 17. Put one up. It does not reach the rim as the shot clock expires. And down a dozen, I find it remarkable that the Owls do not hurry. The offense do not get a shot up in time. And, in fact, suffer a shot clock violation. We're going to get a timeout. Benedictine, yes. We're taking a break, very likely the final win of the game with 51 seconds left this afternoon in the women's game. Your score, Benedictine 59, William Woods 47.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Seconds remain here in the ladies' game. And of course, that's only the start of our day here at Q Radio because the guys' game coming up next. They're supposed to get that thing off at about 4 o'clock, and they're going to be very close to that. They might be a minute or two late, but they're not going to be too far off the mark. The guys' team is pacing around and starting to get limbered up here on the sidelines, getting ready to go. For the Ravens, Michaela Bauman, standing right in front of us here, is going to be putting the ball in play. Looking for Dieters, brings it in instead to Brueggemann. Riley has it knocked out of her hands, and it's foul. The foul is on Mariah Prince. It's only her second foul, or her third, rather, foul of the game. But it will put Benedictine to the free throw line. Coming up there is Riley Brueggemann, who's a good shooter and hits that free throw. Brueggemann at the free throw line, 77% on the season. Coming into the game today, 55 of 72. She will hit both of these and have 19 points, and the Ravens are now up 61-47. 40 seconds to play. Mariah Prince out of Ashland, Missouri, drives in, running shot. No, but I think they will call a foul maybe on Stork. The foul is going to be on Michaela. So Michaela Bauman collects her first foul. And the free throw will not go down. So Mariah Prince scored all six of her points in the second quarter. And this free throw will go. So now she's got one here in the fourth quarter, giving her seven. And we'll get a Raven timeout. What's happening is coach is just getting this ball moved up across midcourt. Now, Joseph, we're going to take the timeout, but that is the whole point of the timeout. Nothing more than to advance the ball to midcourt. The break, 36 seconds left in the game. It's all Lady Ravens from here. Benedictine 61, William Woods 48.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
All right, Michaela putting it back in play, and Lady Ravens have the ball on the court. Clock is running. We're approaching the end of this one. Half a minute to go. The ball's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It'll come back again to Benedictine in front of their bench. Just about 3 feet to the right from here. And again, it'll be inbounded. Looks in, and her inbound pass is going to be stolen. Well done by Mariah Prince. And here's a baseline three. Nope. And a battle for the rebound and a jump ball possession. Benedictine. 19 seconds left. Lady Ravens leading at 61-48. And William Woods just doesn't quit. They push and press and attack the basketball. Bergman is going to bring it up the floor. Lobs it to Stork. Shot clock is off. Has been off for a while. Out on top is going to be Owen with six. Into the corner to Bergman with four. Bergman wants to shoot it. Coach says don't do that. And that will end the game. Final score this afternoon. 20-26. Beginning for the Lady Ravens in a very good way. It's Benedictine 61. William Woods 48. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online. Only at Taco John's.
Well, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up, as we'll have the men's game coming up here quite shortly on CARE this afternoon. But before that, let's get that recap going on. Atchison Auto Parts recap. And here we go. First of all, for William Woods, three players in double-digit scoring, led by Noku Mondell Ring Issa. Noku with 11 points today. Jersey Wren had 10. Maya Blaster had 10. 7 and 8 for Mariah Prince. Half a dozen, Megan Hughes. And 4 this afternoon for Princess Brown. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, wow. Riley Brueggemann, 19. Nicole Stork, 17. Kelly Stork, 16. As three of the Lady Ravens starters really lighting it up today. Half a dozen for Kyla Fitzgerald off the bench. Diana Moser with 2 on the other point. Belongs to Benedictine's Macy Edson. Owen Dieters, Michaela Bauman, no points today. Owen, again, had her playing time very limited. Kind of foul trouble really early and saw some very short time during the early part of the game, and then late in the game, she was brought in as showing off her ball handling skill and running the ball clip from the 1-2 and not being looked to score at that point. With the win, Benedictine gets a double-digit victory. They are 10-5 and 6-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. William Woods now is 2-11 and 2-6 in Heart play. That said, guys are out there warming up. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. We'll be back. Second half of our double dip coming up shortly. Again, the final score in game one. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 61. William Woods, 48. We're going to kick it back to Joseph at the CARE Sports Studios. We'll be back here in Fulton, Missouri with the guys' game in about 15 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.